afternoon. You're a person, not a machine. I heard a funny squeaking noise at the beginning, and I thought it was
I see. Oh, that's all right. It just intrigued me. I'm phoning to ask you. I don't even know what panto you're doing this year.
Oh, how lovely. It's one we haven't seen.
Haven't you?
You haven't done it, have you?
Well, not.
No. How are the bookings for the 24th of January, which is a Friday?
Does it really? It's very early.
The 24th is my daughter's birthday, you see, so it's... And she came, but it's actually on her birthday date, and the day in which her happy birthday from the stage is thrilled to fix. Yeah, it was great, and she was just a little girl, and she's bouncing up and down.
Did they?
Oh, how lovely. Great. So we'll have to come on... finishes the 18th. Previous Friday, have you got any bookings for the 17th?
Evening, please.
5.
Sounds fine. My flat's in the theatre. Is that where we go upstairs?
Yes, that's where we like it up there. Sorry, you have to give me that again.
Seats
7 to 11 inclusive. 50. You quick. Cheating. How much inclusive, my love?
67.50.
Great. Now, how can I do this? Give you my credit?
Party card.
The name on the card is Bonnard, I-N. Sorry? Anthony. They do, yes. Yes, it's Crowthorne, which is 0344 775462. 13 Dale Gardens, B Delta. Little Sandhurst. Although we live in Berkshire, postal-wise, that is Camberley. GU17 8LA. Yes, it's 4972 0593 0593 7:30. That's very nice of you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Oh, it is orchestra stalls.
Circle.
Cause. Third round circle. Sorry, I'm getting confused. I've written so many notes. Thank you very much indeed for all your help.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Freddy. How are you? Oh, thank heavens. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. It's so miserable to have something wrong in your mouth. Oh, yes, I know. It's horrible. And I always feel so sorry for babies when they're teething. And I always think, I wish I could have it for them. It seems such an awful pain to have them. It always seems odd to me that their first teeth come through so lovely and even, and their second teeth are serrated, which are much easier to come through the gum. And they've got the soft part anyway where their first teeth fell out. But the first teeth that come through, the milk teeth, is such a pain. Oh, you must have spent hours walking around, comforting them and rubbing on ears. Well, I used to use Bongella and another one they used to love the taste from, teething gel. Oh, well, look at those here. Isn't it strange how it doesn't taste of gin? Well, you haven't. Yes, it only has to be a thimbleful at a time, and it's better when you've got a period pain, actually. Yes. It's marvellous. It's marvellous for that. I imagine that's the juniper berry. Fair enough, really. Obviously, Joan has come home safe and sound, because otherwise you wouldn't have got your slow gin. Oh, yes, he is. If she's... Yes, yes, you said she'd come home to make Paddy a cup of tea. I'm so glad you're feeling better. Hello, darling. You got home safe and sound. I've just phoned the theatre. Did it on the spur of the moment, striking while the iron is hot. The pantomime finishes on the 18th. I said that's ever so early this year, because my daughter when she was little, used to go on her birthday on the 24th. So I booked it for the 17th, which is a Friday. Yes, 1 week before. It's Third Row Circle, which is not too expensive, but it's still £13.50 a seat. The orchestra stalled at £15.50. I thought it was going a bit high, but I like the circle myself, so I'm usually used to go. Oh, of course! It's only the third row back, so it should be a fairly good seat. We've got row C, which is the third row back, seats 7 to 11 inclusive. And I paid for it in Barclay Card, £67.50. It starts at 7:30 p.m. So whether that'll give you time for a meal before, I don't know. That's right. It's just down beside the theatre and then the public car park on the left, isn't it? Down towards the river. The theatre's on the corner. The one that's sort of right where you turn down right by the theatre off Thames Street, and it's just on the left there. Yes, parking is a solid in that Windsor, isn't it? Yes, Puss in Boots. I said I haven't known you had Puss in Boots. She said it hasn't been all the time I've been here we haven't had Puss in Boots on. It'll be my first time ever to have seen Puss in Boots. Ha ha ha.
think a lot of them do.
Oh, yes. People like us.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, rushes. No rush about that. I haven't overrun the village yet. I must be getting close, but they keep on putting my limit up. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I need one. Yes, so do I. So I thought I'd let you put, if you've got a January calendar, which I haven't, I can put 17th pantomime. No. Well, I'm sure we could find somebody. Oh, of course. Oh, I know his fly comes. Yes, fly must come first. Right, I haven't got my next year's calendar yet, but no, but I'll write it on this one. Yeah, look forward to your company. Yes. Oh, it'd be lovely right between the two birthdays. Smashing. Yeah. You couldn't be as slow as Keith. Yes, I suppose so, yes. Right here, darling. Yes. Bye-bye, sweetie.
load, yeah?
Unless Morgan came up with a...
Is it on?
No.
Came up with an idea about Maxwell's day. Because I said Maxwell either committed suicide, he took a something and threw himself up inside the boat, hoping he'd never be found, or he was murdered. You know, people don't like him. Well, Les came up with a good one. He said, well, possibly he wanted to disappear, you see, and it went wrong.
Well,
I said, I could imagine it. You know, the boys are there with the boat, they've got it all ready. He steps off the other one, they say, oh, sorry, you missed your foot here and just...
Sorry,
oh, it's rotten.
Well, they just didn't bother to fish him out.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't bother.
I mean, the motor wouldn't start, would it?
No, petrol, isn't it? No, he was a rotten swine. There was no question.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Oh, I do love you to bits and pieces.
You think of the people. I mean, these people have been there for all those years,
yes,
trying to get a pension.
Yes.
They're not going to get a thing.
It's rotten. That's rotten.
Not rotten. No man can pay for that.
No.
I mean, if he was hung, drawn and quartered, he still couldn't pay for it. Suffering is going to fall.
But why did he need £700 million? What can anyone do with
£700 million?
Surely a couple of million is enough for anybody.
He's a shyster.
700 million.
The greed of the man was beyond belief.
Where is it, Dad?
Where did he go? Did he get it? Is he eating it?
No, he hasn't. He's just playing with it.
Where is it?
Over somewhere.
You want me to throw the bloody thing? Is that what you're saying?
You've
got to have it cut, haven't you?
Yeah.
If he gets it cut, it'll be all right.
He's had the end of it already.
You mean it's been circumcised? So, I'm all right. You all right?
Yes.
I'm all right. Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kiss tomorrow, right?
Are you? Oh, I bought the Panto. Joe Paddy would love to come. Paddy adores Panto. £13.50 a seat.
And what is it?
It's Puss in Boots.
I've never seen Puss.
No, they haven't had it in Windsor.
Could you put your head back a bit?
Ever since the receptionist can remember.
Are you going to go for it?
Last 27 years.
You're going to go for this, are you? You're going to get it. You get it. You're ready. Yep. Okay. Right. I've got it.
Where'd it go?
Right the way through.
Poor little devil.
It's probably in the garden.
Really? That's awfully expensive.
Well, it's not
really. I don't want anything else there in that case.
What are you going
to
have?
Well, Joan and Paddy would love to join us. Paddy adores pantomimes. And it's behalf of...
I've been to pantomimes. It
finishes on the 18th, so I've had to book it for the previous Friday. So Paddy said, oh, that's great, but it can be my birthday too.
Oh,
but
well,
they'll be paying for their own
seat. Make
an outing
of it. Yes, an outing. Where are we going? Well, I'm not going.
The panto, yes. The winds are Panto.
Not if you don't want to, you don't want to go.
How much to go?
You don't go. I'll pay for it.
No,
it's your birthday.
It's your birthday, I'll pay
for it. Your birthday.
Well, I don't know who's paying for it. I'll pay for it.
No, I'll pay for it.
Is it very expensive?
Oh, it's atrocious.
It's £13.50 a seat now.
How much?
£13.50.
Oh, I might go to that. 40 quid. Yeah, it's cheaper going right down the road. We're not eating out as well, are we?
Well, it starts at 7:30, it'll be a bit difficult to eat out and then
we
get
will
there for
7:15 or so. Get in a
fish and chips.
That's right. So we're meeting Joan and Paddy there.
Well, we haven't discussed that yet.
So that's Friday the
17th. The weekend before your birthday. But it finishes on a Saturday. So can you finish that out already? Yes. Yes. And apparently Paddy's a great kid, he adores pantomime.
He
shouts out with all the kids.
We need a Paddy and I sit together.
It's behind you, it's over
there.
I'm
not letting you two in.
It's behind you.
No, I should enjoy that.
Got it.
I was thinking the
other day. Well, they're so lovely at Windsor. They feel fresh. In case anyone pops over from over the road. I said to her, my daughter once was wished happy birthday, and that was the 24th of January, from the stage, from the Dane, and everyone sang happy birthday, and somebody arrived down the aisle with couple of balloons for him. And she said they'd done that for me too, mm-hmm. on my birthday, that they wished me a happy birthday.
That's
and she said I wasn't 4 years old. She was still working in the box office.
Well, don't you dare do it to me.
I've got it. You never
I'll never talk to you again.
Oh, of course I wouldn't. It won't be your birthday anyway. I might do it for Paddy. Love it. What did I shout to see? Where'd it gone?
That was a hell of a difficult one to find.
What was it?
Look, she's eating it.
To say to you.
I think he does it for the game.
He likes the chew as well.
He just left it. That was the one I took out and cut. Is it good, Rocket?
Funny when I see. Won't be long, lad.
Good morning. Could you tell me where Prima are?
Prima.
Prima?
This is Prima.
It is you?
Yes.
I couldn't see anything on the doors.
Ah, it's right round that hole. Is it Lens End?
No, it's returning a gizmo. I phoned Inspector O'Girl yesterday.
Right.
Since I live in... Instead of sending it through the post at Christmas,
okay.
I thought I'd bring it.
I'm not quite sure who you've got to see, but we go back round that way. Somebody said you're out
there. It's a cold out there. No, I just couldn't see the name Prima,
right,
you see, until I saw the van.
All right.
It really is cold. It keeps trying to freeze again, doesn't it? That's right. Just walked the dog in and barrow. I can't see anything that says Prima. It does too. being a bit low down, you see, I can't see there, but the cars. Thank you very much. Hello, I suspect. That's right, yes. I spoke to someone yesterday on the phone and they said to pop it in since I live so close.
Right.
Seems silly to send it by post. Oh, thank you ever so much for bringing me around. It's very nice of you.
Is it for a refund or...?
Yes, please. No. It isn't at all what it isn't at all what I thought it would be. I just made a bloomer there.
It'll take about 2 weeks for the refund to go through. We can't actually give it to you.
It went to my bottom now. But I've put everything in here.
Have you got the...
That. And then somewhere I dropped my little order form in that I... That belongs to
you.
That
belongs to
you. Yes, I put that in as well. That's the one I'm from. And that was my Barclay card number in case you want it. Although I ordered it through the phone, I made out that so that I could read it off on the telephone. I didn't even assemble it. I just looked and I saw it doesn't chop. I thought it chopped things, but it doesn't at any great. So. Looks as though it's been out before, you know. You look at this.
Oh, it's
somebody's
one of those.
Somebody's had it before, haven't they? Look at that.
It looks like it. See, because they're not actually sent out from here.
I realise that. Must have a big warehouse somewhere. But everything's there that... that's been torn as well, you see. Gosh, it's cold out there this morning. It keeps trying to start freezing again, you know.
I know, that frost this morning.
Yes. The sun goes in and suddenly you feel the frost rising.
I know.
Lot around here. I knew your face. In Sandhurst.
Little Sandhurst.
Probably. Oh, your face is familiar. Perhaps it's shopping or something. Or even in a shop somewhere. Yeah, it could be.
Would you like to just sign there, please? And I can give you this again.
I went to walk the dog in Ambarra this morning. It was cold.
I'll let you have that back because I won't want these.
That was your original receipt, so I'll give you that back. And I'll give you that as a receipt.
Yes.
And it'll be sent down to our returns department.
Yes.
Which is now in Camberley.
And they'll either credit my Barclay card.
And they'll credit your Barclay card.
Great.
It usually takes about a fortnight.
Yes. Well, with Christmas coming, you must be getting very busy anyway.
They are very busy down there. But anyway, it will all go down there.
Very nice,
okay.
Of you. Thank you very much. I hope you have a nice Christmas. I bet you're overworked at the moment.
Yes, well, fairly busy.
I bet you are. It's a lovely way of getting things. They're just mowing around the shops. It's much, much better to go through a catalogue, I think.
Sometimes it is.
Well, not in this case, but I mean, it's very rarely that I have to say, no, that's not what I expected.
That's right.
The video. I haven't tried the video yet because that's a Christmas present. The video I got. It's a good way of getting it, I think.
That's it.
Thank you ever so much, my dear. I don't know who I spoke to on the phone, but she was very nice.
Young ladies upstairs.
I could have been, yes.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much indeed, Mum.
Right.
Don't come out. It's bitterly cold out here. Bitter. Thanks a lot.
wasn't very clever, was it?
Stupid place to park.
You can't believe it, can you?
It's ridiculous, isn't it? All this space.
Yes. And there. If I pull up a bit and back out there, is there... Oh, God, you... Oh, dear, you poor soul. Do you want me to move and come and help you? Would you want to go in the vets and say...
I'll see if I can... After you've moved, I'll see if I can...
If not, go in there and say, please, could somebody move that car? It's a Vauxhall, isn't it? Dear, oh dear. All right, Poppet. No, we're not going to the vet. We're not going to the vet. We're not going to the vet. I know you'd like to, but you can't. is cold. Wait a minute, darling. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
Gosh, it's so cold out there.
Oh,
it's most times, you know, it's brilliant sunshine, and then there's a bank of clouds, and as soon as the sun goes in, it starts to freeze again.
Yeah, I know.
You can feel it. You can feel it.
Put your hand out the window and you drop off.
It really is, it's bitter.
Is
hello?
It?
Yes.
Oh, I was hoping it didn't last too long.
I don't think we're going to get any snow, luckily. Well, I don't know,
you look at those cloud banks. Although they do reckon, well, yeah, they reckon that, but.
We can keep our fingers
crossed. Yes.
Yes, true.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you're doing my trick.
I'm dreaming.
That's my prerogative, walking off and leaving. Yes.
People are always running after me with things.
Where have you moved your light bulbs to, Jenny, to make room for
the store?
Thank you, dear. First office, oh yes. Keep cutting the wall, do you, Jenny? Funny how they all go at once, isn't it? One light bulb goes, they all seem to go. Well, it's understandable in the lounge where the wall lights are, because they're all put up together. The porch light went yesterday.
Again,
yes.
In a day.
Yes. Well, you get a bad one now and again, of course. A lot of it about.
It's through shouting at the children, they were playing ice hockey the other night, and they were losing, and I wanted to spur them on.
Oh, I see.
At least it must be through a good cause.
Yes.